WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Wednesday, President Biden welcomes Donald Trump to the Oval Office as the transition to another Trump presidency begins. The Senate in Republican control, but no leader chosen yet, says ABC's Christiane Cordero.
President-elect Trump weighing in on the leadership race in the Senate, saying the next Republican leader must allow so-called recess appointments, which would give Trump temporary power to fill federal vacancies without Senate approval. Trump saying the Senate confirmation process can sometimes take years.
The makeup of the House has not been determined yet, but Republicans say they are confident they will win control there as well. Israeli airstrikes are said to have killed dozens of people, including children in Lebanon. In isolated northern Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has spoken three times with Donald Trump since Tuesday's election and that the two leaders see eye to eye regarding the threat posed by Iran. Some rain, but not much for the East Coast, where fires have been burning along the New York-New Jersey border. This is ABC News. Once a Category 3 hurricane, Rafael is now weakened to a post-tropical remnant over the Gulf of Mexico. The system expected to fizzle out completely later today. A pistachio boom turning lucrative for California farmers.
The U.S. is the world leader in oil production, a leader in natural gas, in showbiz and more, and now in pistachios. California farmers are devoting more land to a crop seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in weather. The pistachio crop generated nearly $3 billion last year in California. The past decade, the U.S. has surpassed Iran to become the world's top exporter of the nut. Where they apparently can't buy enough pistachios? China. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
No immediate reports of major damage or injuries after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake shook eastern Cuba. The quake comes after weeks of hurricanes and blackouts on the island. Local media in Jamaica also reporting that those on the island felt tremors there. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. Why do you say that?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, Yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Me for a loop this morning.
What the heck?
Good morning.
92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show minus John.
Ugh.
And I am neither of them.
That's Sam Davison.
That's right.
He's controlling
That's
the
Gordy
show.
Young, the one who is here.
And Catherine Lake is here this morning.
Why did you drag me out of bed? You have Sam. I didn't need to do this.
Well, you're still here. You could have just not showed up.
I could have.
We weren't sure you were going to show up. We thought we had you penciled in
when
as a possibility.
When I say I'm going to do something, yeah. I do it.
Okay.
Well, that's
just
good.
Just saying.
Thank goodness.
So
yes.
What happened to John? I heard he's out sick or something, right?
Did he talk about this on the air the other day?
I think we did.
I think he actually said what it was.
He mentioned he had shingles.
Okay. I thought he was doing the run. I thought he was on a big, long
He did the marathon. Madison Marathon over the weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's a little injured.
I mean... I'd be surprised if that put him out. Two of my roommates did the marathon over the weekend, and they were both fine afterward. They were pretty tired.
Fine is a fine word.
Yeah,
they were fine. Were they ravenously hungry?
Well, I don't know. I got home yesterday afternoon, so they had time to recover already. They might have been crazy hungry afterward.
I had done in my youth a few mini triathlons, you know, the swimming and the biking and the running all in one day.
Oh,
I've never been as hungry as I was after those. I can't imagine after a marathon, you can't get enough calories in to replace what you did to yourself.
I know that one of them took the strategy of like filling a small water bottle with honey and just like snacked on that while they were running.
Really?
Yeah.
Honey.
Fascinating.
Yeah, to get like quick energy.
Okay.
I mean, if you're running for 3.5 hours straight.
God.
Well, I don't think John had anything to do with any marathon or anything like that. He, you know, I talked to him over the weekend. He did not sound good yesterday.
No.
And, you know, when he started explaining shingles, I'm thinking, well, was he on the roof working on the garage? And he got something caught?
In his foot. Should have gone with a
What's
metal
with the
roof.
Shingles?
That's what
something,
I told him.
Something? A sliver?
Yeah.
Did he get a sliver?
No, but his, you know, he got, it's around his face and his eyes and you can't, and it's very painful.
Now, one eye, because shingles attacks one side of the body. Am I not right?
Oh, you know, I think you're right. No,
only
I, yeah.
one side.
You're
and I don't
right.
know if it's always left or right. Do you know, Sam, anything about shingles?
No. I know that I can't get it, but.
Oh, you cannot because you had the chickenpox.
I had the chickenpox vaccine.
Oh, the vaccine. Oh,
so
kids
he did
these
not
days.
Have chickenpox.
Right.
No, or the vaccine. And his wife was saying, you're going to get your shingles shot. And he didn't listen
he didn't
to her
because
it was so expensive. And there's the history.
And that's the way Anne sounds, too. You're going to get your shingles shot.
She sounds older than John. Right?
Yes. It's sad. But, you know, John, if you're listening, you know, go back to sleep
First
because,
of all,
you know, just relax.
Roll over. We got
just,
it.
We're okay. It'll get, we'll get through it. But, you know, if you feel up to it, you know, feel free to call him.
Do you think he's still asleep right now?
I hope so.
Yeah.
If he can get to sleep, he needs to stay asleep because I understand shingles is just painful.
Painful.
And you can't do anything about it mostly.
It's a reminder. I got to get my shingles shot.
Oh, yeah. It's on my list.
Well, it's actually, you have to have two of them. There's a mini shingles shot and there's the regular shingles shot. And the regular dosage is two shots. And I think you have to have a little bit of time in between the
like
two shots.
Like a month or something, yeah.
Yeah, maybe 6 months.
Oh.
I'm just supposing. I don't know.
Now, you were raised all over the country, right?
Yes.
So
there's
your
a traveling band of gypsies.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, we were. So medical records, do you remember if you had chicken pox, mumps,
I remember I had a bad case of chicken pox.
So then therefore you should be exempt, right? No?
No.
From shingles? No.
No.
No,
that means you have the virus still in you.
You need to get chicken pox in order to be able to get shingles.
Oh! Yeah.
It's a double whammy.
So,
So I'm up for it, too, then, because I think I had chicken pox.
Yeah, so you need to get the shingles shot, and it is expensive. It's about $200 a shot.
Good Lord.
You need two shots. What were we talking about?
Shingles.
Oh, shingles. Yeah. Anyway.
Painful, half side of your body.
Yeah.
Vaccinations. Yeah.
Well, let's get to the National Day Calendar,
because
all about here.
Shush, I'll be quiet now.
You're fine. It's Monday, November 11th. What is it or is it not?
It is Veterans Day.
It's a pretty short list today.
It is. Is it National Coconut Day or not? Is it National Sunday Day or
D-A-E?
Not? D-A-E. National
D-A-Y.
Sunday Day or not? Or is it Veterans Day? And you already revealed it is Veterans Day, so good for you.
It's not Sunday Day.
Actually, you're wrong. It is National Sunday Day.
I got buzzed. Unbelievable.
So that leaves it up to you, Sam.
What were the other options? The list was so short, but I didn't sleep a lot last night. I'm pretty tired today.
Okay, then give yourself a buzzer since you have no answer. It's not National Coconut Day. Why would we have a day for coconuts?
Did you just fall out of a coconut tree?
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did. Where did that come from? Somebody said, was that
Kamala Harris said
Kamala.
That.
Kamala.
Kamala. Don't make me.
I forgot her name already.
Unbelievable.
How quickly they forget. Mm-hmm. National Sunday Day today is brings a celebration to ice cream lovers. Who doesn't love ice cream? I just love it too much.
Too much.
Yeah. Enjoy one of every flavor and bring a friend. An ice cream sundae typically consists, write this down, one or two scoops of ice cream topped with syrup or sauce. That's it. The sundae is often topped with whipped cream, maraschino cherries, sprinkles, pineapple.
Buzz the cherries.
You don't like cherries in ice cream?
Or pineapple.
What's the matter with
I've never put pineapple
you?
In, but I love the cherries.
I have a problem with fruit and chocolate. I have a problem.
That's a hot take. If you make an ice cream sundae, do you mix it up or do you leave like the scoops as scoops?
Oh, I lose them as scoops. Yeah, you got to get a little of chocolate, a little ice cream in every bite. Yeah, it's a very artful thing. And P.S., no one eats ice cream faster than I do on the planet.
Is that true?
That's true. Nobody. I've never been beat.
Like, do you enjoy it? Do you get brain freezes a ton?
I never have had a brain freeze. I don't know what that is. Honestly.
No kidding.
Nope.
You've never had a brain freeze.
Nope.
Must be nice.
Fascinating.
I'm just saying.
Let me just give you a little bit of the history of the ice cream sundae, okay?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, the oldest known record of the ice cream sundae is in Ithaca, New York.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Almost went there for college.
Thanks for
Not
sharing.
Cornell.
Cornell, that's where they made the glass, right?
That's Corral, I think you're thinking of.
The originator of the dessert is still debated, but on October 5th, 1892, an ad in the Ithaca Daily Journal spelled the ice cream treat with the conventional day of the week spelling Sunday. It used to be called Sunday with S-U-N-D-A-Y.
They changed it to A-E, huh?
Yeah, they changed it. However, Two Rivers, Wisconsin claims druggist Edward Berners served the first ice cream sundae in 1881, according to the story. A customer ordered an ice cream soda on a sundae.
Oh.
And therefore, it all came together.
Oh, the ice
blah,
cream
blah,
soda
blah.
Business. And that I'd always had to be root beer, right? It was always root beer. It wasn't cola to begin with, right?
You're probably right.
The ice
but
cream
it doesn't,
soda.
Doesn't mention that. But yeah.
I had to be I root guess beer. That's we'll all it really had. I guess I've had like a grape soda float once.
Grape soda.
Yeah. You'd think it's not it's not tasty, but it wasn't half bad.
See, once again, fruit and ice cream. But
grape soda doesn't taste like grapes.
Wrong.
It doesn't?
No.
No, it doesn't taste like grapes. Well, of course not, because it's named that. Why would it?
That doesn't. Okay.
Hey, what?
Yeah?
No, you got more of the ice cream sundae.
Well, here's a question. Is a banana split a sundae?
Yeah, I'll accept that.
While the banana split qualifies as a sundae, you are correct. Not all Sundays are banana splits. No. See, that's how it works.
Oh, thank goodness. We have you to educate us on all of this that we already know.
Both desserts contain ice cream, whipped cream, and a type of... Okay, we've had enough of the Sundays.
Can
stuff,
I tell you, I was listening to NPR on the way in, and there was a woman who ran the Appalachian Trail. Mm. Now, I didn't know the Appalachian Trail, where it exactly runs, but it's basically Maine to, Georgia, something like that. So she made the run. She ran it. She's walked it before. It took her 4 or 5 months. This time she ran it, and she ran about average, and I don't remember how long it took her, but 17 hours per day to run the Appalachian Trail.
That's
crazy. She hallucinated.
Some people got a lot of time on their hands.
Seriously.
Wow.
And she's still alive. I mean,
yeah. Well, you think it would have killed her?
I think it should kill her. At the end, I think she should just fade away.
Flop over and die.
Just flop over and die because she had to eat while she was running.
Crazy.
And she favored goldfish and other snackies. And it was on one of those shows that they do on NPR where there's an audience and they were laughing and just couldn't believe what she was eating. It wasn't like high protein broccoli and all that. It was goldfish.
So wait, don't tell me.
Yes.
One of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah.
In Chicago, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, yeah. We were talking about running.
Yeah. And before I get to Veterans Day, we've skipped over weather. So let's get to the weather here because that's kind of important too, because it's Monday and you're just waking up and you're wondering what the heck's going on with the weather. Well, it's cloudy this morning. We've got a front moving through. It's 50 degrees. What do you think our high temperature is going to be, Sam? Should we check the weather roulette wheel?
I think we should.
Roll it. Here we go. Catherine, stand by.
Got it.
Now, it's 50 degrees currently. The high temperature is going to be, 50 degrees.
What? We're already there.
We're already there. That's it's going to slide down to the mid-40s by later on today.
Oh, that's right. Man. That's what happens.
And it's going to be windy. We got a cold front.
I hope it doesn't
through.
Get too cold in the next couple weeks. I was home at my parents over the weekend, and I was going to bring my winter coat back, and then I forgot it. I forgot everything that I was going to bring back with me. Like, I was going to bring a space heater, too, because my house gets pretty cold. It's going to be a rough couple of weeks until I'm back there again.
It is. I don't think it's going to get much lower than 50s, right? At nighttime it will, but...
We'll have to check in with Brittany Merlot on that.
She'll
a little
tell
bit
us.
Later, about an hour from now. We'll find out. But, I can't find my winter coat either. Because I moved since last winter. It's somewhere. It's packed away in a box somewhere with all the other winter gear I have. I haven't found it yet.
You haven't opened up all your boxes yet?
No.
Wow.
Some of them are still in the basement there.
Wow.
But, yeah, and over the weekend... I was thinking, it's going to be a nice weekend. Not too bad.
Yeah.
I put up the gazebo again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't get a chance to use it.
The
grandkids came to visit all weekend long. I was like, we'll put up the gazebo. We'll grill out a little bit. Well, it was too windy to grill out.
Oh.
And the gazebo is still there, but
and they
nobody
didn't go
used
into it.
No, they're like,
if I were a kid, I would have been
no big deal.
Banked in there. I would have just been sitting there the whole time.
You think so?
I would.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. Sam, cover up that yawn. It's the John and Gordy Show, minus John, but plus Catherine. And when we come back, we'll check out the history books and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. I just can't wait.
Coming up.
Cool
All
stuff.
All right. Okay. 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Get some coffee.
Okay. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out.
Just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know Jane, you are.
I like the
weather.
Do
you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
On Tuesday, Americans went to the polls and elected Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States.
To many people, including many people watching this show right now, the results were shocking and even horrifying.
Donald Trump, who tried to forcibly overturn the results of the last election, was returned to office by an overwhelming majority.
This is the same Donald Trump who openly called for vengeance against his political enemies.
Now, thanks to the Supreme Court, there are no guardrails.
Nothing to protect the people who are brave enough to speak out against him.
And that is why we at SNL would like to say to Donald Trump, we have been with you all along.
We have never wavered in our support of you, even when others doubted you.
Every single person on this stage believed in you.
Every single person on this stage voted for you.
Because we see ourselves in you. We look at you and think, that's me.
That's the man I want my future children to look up to.
And if we find out someone here voted for Kamala, we will rat them out so fast.
Like our three disgusting new cast members.
So real quick, left to right, that's Jane Whitline, Ashley Padilla, and Emil Joaquim. You can find their home addresses online. Hail Trump.
But the rest of us, hail Trump, voted for you at least once.
I voted for you 50 times in Pennsylvania.
92% of black women voted for Kamala, but I was one of the proud 8%. For me, it's brother Donald X. Trump all the way.
In summary, all of us at SNL are so excited for Trump 2.0, which is also what I blew on a breathalyzer Wednesday morning.
We can't wait to see what you do with the country this time. I keep waking up in the middle of the night screaming, with joy, of course.
My only regret is that we didn't get to do another January 6th, because I was ready.
Me too.
And worst case scenario, meaning scenario, if our planet falls apart, we can all go to Mars with the other man that we love and trust, Elon Musk.
And to all young men who helped elect Trump and Elon, we know you felt unseen these past 4 years.
So we say to you, young men, there's no need to feel down.
Young men, pick yourself off the ground.
Young men, time to put on your crown.
You don't need to be unhappy. And live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Yeah, that was SNL Saturday night, their first show since the election of Donald Trump.
So, they're
telling it how they really feel about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Right?
Morning, Gordy.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
I'm okay.
John Peterson is absent today. He will return as soon as he can.
He's not feeling well after the election last week.
Well, that's it.
He's holed himself in the basement with his kids.
Mm, yes. Now, we need to get to history items. So one thing we failed mention, it is, well, we mentioned it, but we kind of glossed by it. It's Veterans Day.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. We salute all the veterans out there, right?
Yeah.
November Armistice 11th Day. Honors military veterans who served in the United States Armed Forces. A federal holiday coincides with Armistice Day, like you mentioned there, Sam. Remembrance Day, which marks World War I, also is remembered on this date. So we salute all the veterans out there.
The silent generation, mostly, you know, now. I mean, the greatest generation largely on their way out already, but silent generation. And it just occurred to me this morning when I was thinking about the fact that it's Veterans Day. First of all, I say veterans, which I know drives a lot of people crazy. It's the British veterans. It's the British pronunciation. I say literally too as well, so just don't hate.
You think of yourself as from Britain, don't you?
I don't, but I like the way they say things sometimes. My mother used to say things
you
that
say
way, so
aluminium and garage.
No.
And petrol.
Oh, petrol. No, I don't say all those. I say the ones that my mother used to say, and that's the way she used to.
But anyway, do you think about your dad on Veterans Day?
Yes, because the silent generation, he did not talk about his service in Korea, which was all recon photography. He didn't have to drop any bombs, but he didn't talk about it, even though I asked when I was a kid. But he talked about it the last few years of his life, finally, because he got some awards, and we finally... The kids started asking him detailed questions because there were distinguished flying crosses on the wall all of our growing up. And none of us bothered to read them until we were surrounding him on his deathbed and going, wow, you did that?
Isn't that something? My father was in World War II and he never talked about it unless there were a couple of other buddies from World War II. And, you know, late into the night, they might talk a little bit about it while the kids were off
gone,
doing something else. But yeah, he never talked about it till later in life, and then he mentioned a couple of things. He was stationed in Panama during World War II, so he didn't see any action down there. But still, they were protecting the Panama Canal, and you never knew, you know, because it was a world war, what was going to happen.
I was going to ask because you've been around for a while.
Thanks, Sam, for reminding me. I'm old.
Did you ever know any World War I veterans?
No. My grandfather did not. Yeah, he was not in World War I, but he wasn't quite old enough. But
you got to be born in the early 1900s to be part of
it. Or late 1890s.
Right.
Yeah. My grandfather was. Mm. He was in the Army Air Corps, which is before the Air Force.
Right, yeah. That's my dad was in the Army Air Force.
Army Air Corps, really?
Yeah.
My grandfather was also not an American, but they made him into an American. They literally gave him a birth certificate from Connecticut.
Okay.
Even though he was born in London.
He was born in London. They faked it?
They obfuscated it. Yes. Wow. So he could be in the Army Air Corps. Yeah. Because he was amongst
the
early flyers.
Pilots.
Right. Yeah. So they needed him. Yeah.
Anyway, we salute all the veterans out there. Thank you for your service. And Sam, you have a couple other history items today here?
Oh, let's take a look.
What do you got? Open the book.
You got to make me open the book.
Do I have to cough?
Yes.
You guys always do that.
Goodness gracious.
Well.
Jeez Louise. We've only got a minute here, so I'll breeze through a couple of these.
All right.
Today in 1926, the U.S. numbered highway system debuted. Can you imagine, this is way before the interstate, before even the highway system. Can you imagine what that was like?
No.
What the roads of the country were like.
It must have been bad.
There was no 80, no 90 going across?
No.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were, when it started, none of them were paved, actually. They were gravel highways for a lot of them, and they employed people. My uncle used to know a guy who was employed as, the highway gravel grader.
He
just had to, with horses and a big sledge, he graded the highway every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it's long enough. You gotta do different segments at different times.
Like the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all we got time for right now.
All right. It is 29 minutes past the hour. Coming up, we have a special guest that will join us in the studio.
I'm relelinquishing my mic.
Just stay right
she's
here.
She's got a whole family. She's got an entourage.
It's okay. I'm back with more.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You know, despite the weather we faced in Wisconsin, the end of the year, corn and soybeans didn't fare too badly. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Now, what are we going to do with that crop? One area is looking for improvement. Details on that next.
Football players are equipped with standard equipment, helmet, shoulder pads, and cleats. What if the entire front line was issued Bobcat equipment from Bobcat Plus? Not only would the game be more interesting, the added Bobcat attachments would make cleanup and turf grooming so much easier for the groundskeeper.
Visit Bobcat Plus in De Pere and BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. Troy Bradenkamp is the Director of Public Affairs with the Renewable Fuels Association. He says now that the Trump administration is headed to the White House, they're optimistic about year-round E15 and EPA regulations getting pulled back.
He has supported year-round E15 from the start, so we're certainly going to urge him in the months ahead to work with Congress. You know, it can't be an executive order solution this time. It's going to have to be a legislative solution. I think that the new Trump administration will make every effort to pull back that EPA tailpipe emissions. And we're right in the middle of that as well. We're in that lawsuit because we see that rule as going too far, and it really represents a de facto EV mandate.
Troy Bradenkamp, he is with the Renewable Fuels Association. He said the Biden administration did approve summertime use of E15, but only in 8 Midwest states and only starting next year. They're hoping for better things with Trump. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. Right now, look a little stronger. Numbers are next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday, the barrel cheese dropped 3.25 cents to 176.75. 40-pound block cheese was down 3 at 172, and AA butter ended the week down 1.25 cents, 265 a pound. December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning, up 8 right now at 19.15 a hundredweight. December corn's up 1 cent at 432. January beans are up 8 at 10.39. December wheat down a dime right now at 562 a bushel. There's your quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we're all about Madison as I welcome comedian Johnny Beaner back to the show, and then WMDX morning show radio legends John Peterson and Gordy Young join the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
They said these guys were washed up three decades ago, but here they are again on the air in Madison on WMDX. Why? Conspiracy? Or just another dumb program director?
Oh, that's Stephanie.
Gordy's back. That's great. Gordy.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
You know, that was the first time Gordy ever did the news.
Great news.
Yeah.
Great news. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. That's okay.
John's out, so Gordy gets to play.
That's it. 6:35. Welcome back to John and Gordy in the Morning. John is not here today. Catherine is filling in. Good to have you along with us, Catherine. Good morning to you.
So far, so good.
Sam is in the control room, and we have a special guest with us this morning. Her name is Audrey Brunke. Is that correct?
Yes. Geez, you don't even know her yet? She's been here like 20 minutes.
Half an hour.
I wanted to make sure I had the right name here.
You
the
asked
right
me
person.
5 minutes beforehand.
I know. It's short-term memory loss. It's a whole thing.
You hit a certain age. It just happens.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's sensitive about it.
Now I understand you're all of 14 years old. Is that right?
I'm 15.
Okay. Already I've got bad information here. All right.
You've been teasing this for a week, and you've gotten all the details wrong as far as that. You keep saying she's like finished her second year of college. She's in her second year.
Yeah.
She's in her second year.
Applied to Harvard along with 99 other schools, as far as I know. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Well, let's back up a minute. First of all, you're here. You're from Madison? Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Where were you born?
Oshkosh.
Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
Do you have a pair of bib overalls to prove that?
Okay. I don't. Okay.
All right. Now, you're here in Madison now.
Yeah.
And
for the past 7 years.
Okay. Now, let me get this straight. You're still in high school? Or you're done with high school and now you're in college, second year?
I'm in my second year of college.
At the age of 15, which means you started college at 13.
Yes.
I did the math. I can go to college too. I think.
How is this even possible? Which grades did you skip?
That's a good question.
So over COVID, I.
What?
Sorry, you're making me laugh. Your face.
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Stop that. Stop that.
I'm not making faces.
Stop making her laugh. She can't get through again.
Stop, please.
Okay.
Laugh when I'm nervous.
Oh, well,
don't we
just
all?
Relax.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So explain how you skipped these classes during COVID and somehow that moved you up a couple of grades.
Wait, what?
Right?
So, yeah. So during COVID, please.
Okay, I'll stop looking at
you. Oh, my God.
Did the standard just get lower for everyone else and you stayed where everyone is? Is like the standard for getting into college that much worse now?
Oh, let her say the answer.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
You have the floor, Audrey. Go ahead.
Thank you. No pressure.
So when COVID happened, basically for the first like month of middle school online, they did it how they gave us all the work for the week on Monday and said, do it by Friday.
Oh, okay.
And you'd do it by Tuesday.
I would do it in 3 hours on Monday.
Close.
Very close. And then I would have the rest of the week to watch history videos.
Okay.
So naturally, my parents were like, are you just failing everything and doing it really fast so you don't have to do it? I still had very good grades.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got through, that's sixth grade?
That was fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were
by the end of COVID, I was a freshman in high school.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And I was 12.
Taking the tests and so basically homeschooling or going it through the school that you were not
I was
attending?
Going through the school.
You were, okay.
So you're 12 years old now after COVID and you're in with freshmen in high school.
Yes.
Okay.
Live and in person by then.
Yes.
And then you still must have skipped another grade or two or no? You're done.
No. So I didn't skip any more. Technically, I didn't skip those grades either. I just did them faster. But
okay. Let's get it right, John Gordy, for God's sakes.
Okay. One piece of information, right.
That's right.
Okay.
Listen, I barely got out of high school. Look what you're dealing with here. But so, okay, so now on to college.
I'm on so through MMSD, and I think it one other or two other schools. They do this thing called the STEM Academy. So about 100 students get to go from the high school and do their last 2 years at MATC.
Oh, it's MATC. That's where you're doing your second year now.
Yeah.
Do you? Go ahead, Gordon.
And what are you studying?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Well,
God, that was my question.
Well, I had it first.
When you said it first.
I did, because
I was
I'm in
ask
charge
long
here.
Before you.
You may think you're the boss of me, but right now, you're not.
Okay.
So what did you study?
Everyone there does just like a liberal arts associates, but I want to go into law after.
Ah, oh. Hence the Harvard application.
Yes. Yeah, and like 20 other schools.
And 20, okay, yeah, because they cost a few bucks to apply to, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right now you're majoring in, I don't even remember where to begin. You're majoring in what right now, you said?
Right now I'm just getting a basic liberal arts.
Just a liberal arts, right,
yeah.
right. That's kind of why. Yeah.
Now, why do you want to become a lawyer?
Because.
Big money? Is that the thing?
That's
is that what you want to do?
That looks like her. Yeah, we recognized her for that, yeah.
Thanks.
About the big money.
I feel like I want to make a whole lot of things better than they. I don't know how if I worded
you
that right.
Exactly right.
You
want to make a
and
difference.
Yeah, and I feel like going into the niche areas where I want to make a difference and working on five of those at once is maybe not as efficient as being like, hey, do you want to give homeless people houses? Here's government money or something like that.
That's what you'd like to be involved with.
Yeah.
Is
making it easier for people to get things done without having to worry about the government.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Talking with Audrey Brunke. She's a 15-year-old. Sorry.
Please.
Sorry.
Once again.
15. And she's in her second year of college at Madison College.
They call it a Madison College now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So now I heard you're applying to Harvard, right? And 20 other schools?
Like Princeton, Yale, all the Ivies.
And yeah. All the Ivies.
Top 20s.
And
number one crossing. For you is Harvard. No.
Of course.
Yeah? Is it? Okay, of course.
It's everyone's number one.
It has to be, right?
Yeah. So
what's the application process for Harvard? Like, what do you got to do to even apply to there?
Must be different than other schools.
You got to rip out your soul.
Oh, okay, rip it out. Okay, got it. Rip it out first. Put it aside.
Right?
Yeah.
That's good. And then I read where you had to do like 100 essays. Is that right? Something like that?
100 is a little bit of an
exaggerator. If you're
doing 20 different schools that you're applying to, if you got two or maybe three essays for each school, that adds up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah it does. So, yeah, 40 or 50 of them at least.
I'd say maybe like 60.
Okay.
Jeez.
So how do they give you the assignment of, we want an essay on, I don't know, butterflies or something, or do you come up with the essay subject matters? How do that?
Basically for everything but the University of Chicago, yeah. The University of Chicago has special essays, and they're fun to do, but they give you some prompts to pick from, and then they say, write, like, 300 words, aside from the personal essay that you submit everywhere.
I should have you give me some tips. I'm applying to grad school right now, and I still haven't written my essay.
Oh, you definitely need to consult with this woman.
Yeah.
She's got it going on, Sam. She's going to help you out. Did you think that during those 2 years of the pandemic where you were learning yourself, you were teaching yourself, you were learning history, do you think that that had anything to do with or a little bit to do with your choice for law, that you watched, you know, a country or a world go through something so formative as that you wanted to be part of the solution after that? I'm feeding you the question now, feeding you the answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Big check mark.
Thank well you done. For that.
Okay. What else is she gonna say? No, I didn't want to.
Well, she's my daughter's age. I mean, my daughter's gonna be 15 in a month. Yeah.
You know this.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She made it.
So, all right. So now this is What I'm wondering is, do you still hang around with your 15-year-old friends, or do you are you hanging with the college crowd now?
That's a really good question.
I mostly hang out with my friends in high school. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit like a little bit harder because their schedule's a little bit different than mine.
Sure.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, I think most of them are grade lower than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's fine. That's perfect. That you still get your correct age socialization rather than jumping ahead to people who are living on campus or out of their homes. You're still home with mom and dad and seeing your friends.
Yeah,
I had a friend who went to Juilliard for music early, but she still hung out with us. But, you know, she's getting the best of both worlds. A little mature friendships and then, you know, regular.
The fun ones.
The fun ones. The ones that are real in your heart, yeah.
So you're taking all these classes at Madison College. I'm just curious, what are your, do you have hobbies? I mean, is it all just bookwork? All just college
no
work?
No hobbies.
No, come on.
No, I'm joking.
No, she couldn't get into college without all the extracurriculars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you like to do for fun?
Work. No, I like to draw.
You like to draw. You're an artist. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Do you play a musical instrument?
No, I can't sit still for that long.
Oh, that's interesting.
Really?
Yeah. But you like to read. You like to sit and read.
I do like reading.
Yeah.
I like, I'm not fluent in anything, but I really like to dabble in different languages.
Do you? Which languages have you dabbled in so far?
Which languages haven't I dabbled in?
Really?
All right.
The Asian languages,
German-y?
Too.
German?
Yeah.
A little bit
of German, okay. Spanish, no doubt.
Mostly Spanish.
That's
very useful. Little bit of sign language.
Sign language.
Good for you.
Very cool.
ASL? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
You know a little of that, don't you, Gordy?
Yeah. I have a deaf grandson. And, And so he hasn't learned very much, but he knows a few signs. He's also on the spectrum of autism, so it's a little tough, a couple of communication.
I've never heard someone call it the spectrum of autism.
Yeah, that's what they call it. I guess there's so many different types of autism.
Yeah.
It's hard to categorize everything into one big spectrum, but that's what they do. So what will you do immediately? So you have another year or so to go at Madison College. And in the meantime,
I have to take calculus. Because it's a secret.
I have to take calculus and chemistry. I'm scared.
Oh, are you
calculus.
Scared? Not your chemistry. Favorite.
Chemistry. I love calc and chemistry. You've got
please
nothing to worry
me.
About.
Please help me.
Okay.
Sam
so we've
is
got
a specialist.
Symbiotic once, relationship
once upon
here.
A, well, there's a reason that I'm not anymore, but once upon a time I was studying to be a math teacher.
Oh, okay. Now your emphasis is going to be what instead? Not math.
History teacher.
Oh, see, you guys, come on. We got a study partner here.
Let's exactly.
All right. Now, I have this. What did you think of this election process?
Oh, boy.
Let's just turn
it's
to politics.
In the morning.
Let's remind people who she is. She's 15 years old.
Yeah.
Poor girl, Audrey. Go on. What's your answer?
I think it
feel
was.
Feel free to speak your mind.
I feel it was. Not my preferred result.
Okay.
Well, that's a very diplomatic way of putting it.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right.
But I feel like people have their reasons for voting the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
perceptive.
You mentioned you want to be an attorney, but do you think politics might be in your future? Is that something?
I was thinking of going into law first and then going into politics.
Okay.
That's how they usually do it, isn't it? Not always, but they do.
Now, what's your grade point average?
What are you? He's just trying to read your sign.
All three of you are trying to read my sign from the other room.
So it says 4.0. Is that what your grade point average is? Or is that
really?
Yes.
Still?
So straight A's right across the board.
Until chemistry and calculus.
So you're kind of a show-off,
no,
really. Is that what you're saying? You're kind of like,
Well, you asked me.
good point. Well, Audrey, you know, we're out of time, but thank you for joining us here. And we'd like to check in with you every once in a while, you know, let us know how things are going, all right? Okay? Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Audrey.
We'll be back with more John and Gordy after this.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Cloudy skies this morning. Temperature's about 50 degrees. It's going to be breezy, and it's going to get colder through the day into the mid-40s by later this afternoon. Just want to remind you all that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's east or west sides, or just go online at verlo.com.
And I had to bring her back in, Gordy. I couldn't let her go.
Well, what?
We forgot one thing.
We did.
Remind us who we're talking with. Sorry, I'm invading here.
We're talking with Audrey Brunke, who is 15 years old and in college. You're second year of college, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I ended it all in my career. Actually, I didn't even get through the second year. About halfway through, I said, that's it.
It's
I'm
not
done.
For me.
I'm getting into radio because I'm dumb.
No.
Okay. What?
You're very smart worldly. For getting into radio.
What? Yes.
You're what? Very smart for getting into radio.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
It's got the voice for it. And the
I appreciate that.
Entertainment.
Now, the reason we brought you back in is we discovered as you were walking away, you're involved in a charity, right?
Yeah.
As well.
I couldn't escape.
We asked you what you do with your off hours, and we didn't realize one of them was giving back again.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, what is your charity?
It's called Happy Feet of Madison. HappyFeetOfMadison.com.
HappyFeetImagine.com.
No,
HappyFeetOfMadison.com.
See, I have a hearing problem. And
that's why his headphones are so high.
Yeah. So what is that? Tell me what it is. What's the mission of HappyFeetOfMadison.com?
So we give socks to the unhoused of Madison.
Socks.
Socks.
Very good.
Yes, because I have an uncle who's named Otis, and he used to be unhoused, and he was giving me the dirty details of what it's like to not have clean socks that are wet, and not being able to wash them for like any time,
and therefore not being able to walk as easily.
It was not fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, do people donate socks to this cause, or do
yes.
they? Okay, how do they do that?
So we have places to drop off socks.
Okay.
The main one is Middleton Fire Department. There is a bunch of them on our website. Happy Feet of Madison.
HappyFeetOfMadison.com.
You don't have to whisper it. It's okay to say that.
I don't know why we get into whispering here, but it's okay.
HappyFeetOfMadison.com. That is fabulous.
Thank you.
.org?
.org.
I was going to ask about that .org because it's a nonprofit. HappyFeetOfMadison.org. That's brilliant.
So they can, people, if they want to donate some socks, they just go to that website and you have the drop-off address there. And that's so now how do you collect all these socks? You get the socks from the drop-off points.
Yeah.
And then
there's bins that we'll just take.
And how do you distribute them to the people that need those?
So because there's four of us, like the charity itself, it would be probably pretty inefficient to just go around handing them out. So we instead donate them to shelters.
Oh,
like
very nice.
The Beacon. We've donated some to Briar Patch. We've done Porch Light. And I'm Salvation Army.
Of course. Great distribution centers.
Who has to sort these socks and match them up? Because I imagine there's a few orphan socks.
Oh, they come in pairs, for God's
sakes. They come in pairs. Nobody has orphan. Usually they do.
Yes.
That would be really unfortunate if they didn't.
If you have any extras, let me know, because I like to do sock puppets, you know, put a couple of buttons on them and do a little puppet show.
I don't think that's the point.
No.
Okay. No. Really? I'm sorry.
We had some good questions today, Gordian.
Sorry, that was a bad one.
I have a question.
Sorry, never mind.
Yeah. Arthur is your uncle. Arthur sells for Civic Media. Yeah, that's how
I found out
about you. Arthur, which sibling, come closer to the mic, Arthur.
Come here, Arthur.
Which sibling is your sibling who is the parent of this brilliant child?
Well, that would be my sister, Rebecca.
Your sister, Rebecca, is the mom. Yes. So, of course, all the smarts went that way instead of toward your side of the sibling tree.
I'm just checking. He's very smart.
He is?
Yes.
Okay. Just help us figure that out, because we can't figure him out at all. He's only worked here for like a couple of months, and he's already outsold every other salesperson in the company. I just don't know.
See, that's how smart he is.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it
is.
Good
job.
Yes. So he's a good uncle. Big thumbs up for Arthur.
Yes, big thumbs up. So Two thumbs up.
Does he give you Christmas presents and stuff?
He takes care of you? Okay. Because he really is selling very well, so this year should be pretty
big
good.
Big presents.
Noted. Yeah.
You'll never guess what she's getting this year.
What? Well, college education?
Don't tell me.
A pair of socks.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
All right. That works.
That's perfect.
That's very cool.
Well, you're very special, Audrey, and I wish you all the best in your college career, and hopefully you'll be president someday so we can finally have a woman in the office. I'm just saying.
Yay.
Just saying. Wouldn't that be great?
Manifest that, would you please?
All right.
I'm manifesting. How do I do that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By what you're doing. You're doing it all.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing it.
Thanks for spending some time with us, Audrey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You guys are all getting quiet too.
I don't know. Yeah, it's with the whispering. Do you whisper a lot at home? No.
It is nerve-wracking being on the radio for the first time. I don't blame her.
Hey,
how about your little brother? What is he into?
Oof, he's really into football and volleyball. He's big on sports.
Nice. Yeah. He's wearing one of our T-shirts. So you gonna wear that out? I hope.
What's his
Bring
name?
Bring that to school.
His name is Anthony.
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 Come here.
You got it. Your big sister is, doing really well in school. How are you doing so far?
Really? You're going to draw the comparison?
Big thumbs up.
Jeez,
no pressure. Yeah, no pressure.
You had to follow your sister, Gordy. You know how that felt.
Yeah, that didn't work out for me. But all right. Audrey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Anthony.
And thanks to the whole family and Uncle Arthur, too. It is 2 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got some news and weather straight ahead. And we'll talk with Brittany Merlot and a whole lot more coming up on John and Gordy.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.